Welcome to the communion. Welcome to the Lord's Supper. In my life, I've been doing this. I'm going to take you all the way back. So my earliest memory of communion, I was maybe 5 or 6 years old, and me and my friends, like Tish Carmen, who is also, you know, and her brother Josh, my sister Sharisa and Tracy, all we knew was don't eat that stuff. When it passes by, it's not for us. Like after it was for us, when it was back there, go, you know. But it seemed like there was something special about it when it was being passed. Wasn't exactly sure what, but stay away from it because there's something to it. And that's my earliest memory of the Lord's Supper. And then when I was maybe 12 or 13, I remember thinking, I don't really know if I believe this stuff, but I know I can't tell anybody that. Nobody here wants to know that. Everybody believes this stuff probably except for me and maybe Greg Kukulski or maybe a few other of my buddies, you know, were sort of called into question. But I felt kind of trapped, like I'm supposed to believe in this stuff and I'm trying really hard. That was 12. In my 20s, 30s, life happened. And it was all the whole range of joy and marriage and divorce and ruin and sin and repentance. It was welcome to life, probably like the rest of us have experienced as life has gone on. And so the Lord's Supper meant something different based on what was going on in my life. Let's read 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you've been healed. So again, I'm going to welcome you if you're 6 or if you're 12 or if you're in your 20s and 30s or if you're in your 70s, whatever. I want to welcome you to what we're doing here. And I want you to experience it based on whatever's going on in your life. And I think even the scripture probably means something a little different to you. Especially to those who, let's say, you're driving here and you thought, I may turn this car around. Which, by the way, I've done a lot throughout my life. And that's another thing, like, yeah, let's not tell anybody about that. So if you decided to come here today and you weren't sure if you would, I want to especially welcome you. So what this means to me right now, the way I'm processing the cross, my wife just gave birth to twin girls. Let's see, right there. Right there, okay? A little dirty trick. So this is not like, you know, professional Bree took our pictures. And this is like Tuesday morning right here. Dusty feeding the babies, all right? That's Tracy. The little chubby one and the little tiny tot. That's Annabelle right there. Okay? All right? So that's what I'm processing a lot of. And what I've experienced was this right here. Okay? This is where the girls came into the world. It's where my wife gave birth. I'm sitting in a chair right here, and beyond that door, I watched my wife be taken in, led in, where she sacrificed herself for her children. And I could see through that window where she was led in and sort of taken by the hand by the doctors. And it was not without pain. It was not without blood. It was not without prayer. But that's where this miracle happened. And I knew I'm never going to forget this experience. And by the way, it really changed my life. It really did. But watching my wife go through it, to have these girls, and then now I've got this experience with these girls that's this total love affair. It's the most amazing thing. I mean, right? Like, she's like, put him up, leave him alone. I'm like, no, I can't. I'll come back for you, I promise. You know? It's unbelievable. But that scene that we've seen through our life, this is what it reminded me of right here. And I'm not going to be the same after that, because this beautiful life is what we get to experience. This is the righteousness that we get to have. But it's still just life, right? I mean, you've gone through a lot of the stuff I've gone through. You've gone through your own stuff. But Jesus went through that in a way that I saw happen firsthand. So I'm changed by it. And I know you're changed by the cross. You're changed by the scripture right here and scriptures like it. I'm going to read it again. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you've been healed. Pray with me. Lord, I'm so thankful for the new life of my little girls. I'm so thankful for the sacrifice that my wife made, sacrificing herself for them to give them life. I'm so grateful to see now the sacrifice Jesus made to do the same thing for us. It wasn't without pain. It wasn't without blood. It wasn't without the people who loved him the most looking on, knowing how helpless they were to do anything the way that I was when I sat in that chair outside that room. But then something beautiful happened. Amazing. And then we get to have a life because of that. I'm so thankful that we all get to have that. I'm thankful that there are six-year-olds here among us who don't really know what's going on, but something's in that tray that my mom and dad seem to think is a big deal. And over time, they're going to learn, because that's what we get to do. We get to teach them what this ancient way of life is all about. I'm thankful that the 13-year-olds who maybe aren't so sure I'm buying this, I'm grateful that they're here. I'm grateful that the 20 and 30 year olds are here who a lot of stuff's happening in life, and a lot of it's bad and a lot of it's good. I'm grateful for our friends who have almost finished their race, who are on to glory soon, because that's our faith. That's what we're doing here. It's not a tragedy to see our life come to an end. It's the beauty of salvation. We see that through the beauty of the cross, and we got to be a part of that, and we get to be a part of that. So may today be a blessing. It's in Christ's name. Amen.